Our next story is about an achievement gap, but perhaps not the achievement gap you're used to hearing about, the one that shows wealthy white students scoring better on standardized tests than poor and minority students. This achievement gap has to do with language. A new study tracked Philadelphia kindergartners who were learning English, and it found that after 4 years, there were huge discrepancies in who had mastered the language. Roughly 8 in 10 Chinese students were considered proficient, but only about 4 in 10 Spanish speakers could say the same. WHYY's Avi Wolfman-Aaron tried to find out why.
There are a lot of Spanish speakers in Philadelphia, almost 150,000. That should tell you why our quest here is so important, and it also points us to what I'll call theory number one, the saturation situation. And to help explain it, we're going to introduce you to Jose Garcia.
My name is Jose, and I'm 15 years old, and I go to Kensington Creative and Performing Arts.
Jose arrived from the Dominican Republic in November 2012 and moved to New York City.
There they speak Spanish, so it wasn't like a big challenge for me because, you know, I speak Spanish. I used to hang with my people.
It was easy to hang with his people in the heavily Hispanic neighborhood of Washington Heights. When Jose went home, he heard Spanish. At school, more Spanish. On television, Spanish. His world was as saturated in Spanish as ever. For him and a lot of his classmates, it was easier to get by in their native tongue than in English.
They didn't want to learn that as fast because they didn't need to use it. They were speaking Spanish already.
Jose was different. He wanted to learn English. His dad brought him to Philadelphia, where he started watching lots of movies in English, like The Fast and the Furious.
You're gonna win. I'm gonna win.
Eventually, Jose's skills improved. But his first year in America points to something Jean Devine sees all the time in her classroom at Jackson Elementary in South Philly.
My Chinese students will watch American television, which will actually, surprisingly to some of you, reinforce learning English. Lots of things get learned through television. However, some of my Latino students will automatically go to the Spanish stations.
Before Devine started at Jackson, she taught in North Philly, in the heart of the city's largest Hispanic community. You would think it's exactly the type of neighborhood where a kid could speak Spanish exclusively.
But even in a community like that, I mean, I grew up close to that community, children learn English.
That's Philly native and Penn education professor Nelson Flores. He says theory number one just doesn't make sense to him. In fact, he doesn't think Spanish speakers are actually struggling to learn English at all, at least not in the conventional way we think about learning languages.
We're not talking about the ability to communicate in English. We're talking about the ability to do grade level content in English.
English proficiency tests measure a lot of things, including whether a student can read or write on grade level. And Flores thinks that while a lot of Latino students speak English fine, they struggle to read and write in it. Which makes you wonder, why?
So then I think that's where it gets complicated.
Here's where we get to theory number two, the segregation problem.
We're really looking at a political and economic problem more than a linguistic problem, which may sound surprising for me to say that as someone who studies educational linguistics.
Flores points out a lot of Spanish speakers attend segregated schools in impoverished neighborhoods. And we've known for a long time that schools in poor, isolated neighborhoods tend to struggle.
I imagine that many students at those schools, even students who are not English language learners, are struggling to meet grade level standards because of all of these broader challenges that the community confronts.
But poverty can't explain everything here. There have been other studies that control for family income and still find Spanish speakers lagging behind. That brings us to theory number three, origin stories. Min Nguyen moved to the U.S. in 2015 from Vietnam. He works two jobs to make extra money, but he's wealthy in other ways. Consider his parents.
They read books. They had college degrees. So they wanted to pass out to me. And they set my mind when I was really young age.
When some Asian immigrants arrive in the States, they might not make a ton of money initially, says UCLA professor Patricia Gandara, but they often have important advantages like a solid education. Many Mexican and Central American immigrants, meanwhile, come from extreme poverty and have limited educational opportunities.
So that explains just a great deal of why it is that these children are not able to perform at the same levels as other immigrant kids.
Gundarus says parents from higher income, higher educated backgrounds can provide more resources and help to their children. Now, these theories are just a sampling of what we heard in conversations with 24 teachers, students, and researchers. And in the literature, there's no consensus on why this achievement gap exists. District officials acknowledge the problem, but it's tough to come up with specific solutions. In some kids, like Alex, you can find evidence for all three hypotheses.
It was kind of hard to learn English, and then I started learning, and then it started getting easy.
11-year-old Alex was born in Philly. We're withholding his last name at his parents' request. Alex barely spoke any English when he entered kindergarten, but he leapt forward around age 8 when he says he started watching American news stations.
Two children were inside the house at the time. Investigators say the suspect stole...
And then they saw teachers like, wow, you changed a lot.
But while Alex communicates well, he still struggles with reading. His dad, a cook from Puebla, Mexico, isn't always able to help, but he has found a neighbor who helps tutor Alex for free. He wants badly for Alex to learn the language and prosper here in America.
Because in Mexico, there's not a lot of money, not a lot of possibilities.
Here, says Alex, is where the opportunities are. And learning English is the key to unlocking so many of them. Avi Wolfman-Arendt, WHYY News.